Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
A reading from chapter 47 of The Spiritual Combat, Another Method of Meditation. There is another method of prayer and meditation, besides the one to which we have adverted. In this latter method, having considered the poignant sufferings of your Savior and his patient endurance of them, you proceed to two other considerations of equal importance. The one is the consideration of Christ's infinite merits, and the other of that satisfaction and glory which the Eternal Father received from his obedience, in obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. You must represent these two considerations to the Divine Majesty as two powerful means of obtaining the grace you ask. This method is applicable not only to all the mysteries of our Lord's Passion, but to every exterior or interior act he performed in the course of his Passion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, Apostle of Rome, gentle guide of youth, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Father Scupoli says we need the kind of meditation he gave us yesterday, which is focused on the sufferings of Christ, his patient endurance of them. But he says you can proceed from that imagination of his suffering and the key details of that suffering, very vivid images that Father Scupoli gives us, to considerations of equal importance, he says, equal importance. Because it's not just what our Lord went through that's important. It's not just how much interior suffering he endured. It's not only his reaction to those sufferings, but we're not going to be saved unless he has actually merited for us the graces to be saved and made satisfaction for all the sins of the world. So, first of all, merit. Merit is something that comes from love. The only way to merit something in the eyes of God is to do something out of divine charity. That is, to do something that prefers God to anything else, and that does something for God, and to help someone else reach eternal happiness with God. Now, when actions are done from charity, out of loving God above all things, of preferring him, then God has arranged the universe in such a way that that action has a merit, it has a reward attached to it. It actually wins or earns something. Of course, it only merits it because God himself hasn't given us this gift. But merit, first of all, is not from us, it's from God. And second of all, merit is primarily something that Christ has done for us, so that he has merited his exaltation and our exaltation by what he suffered. He merited his resurrection. He merited his ascension. He merited his sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he merits his judicial power over all the universe in his humanity. He merited these things. In other words, he earned them. He won them. They are a reward for what he went through. And insofar as when he rose, we rose, and when he ascended, we ascended, you and I are being saved through his merits. and he deserves to be given our obedience. He deserves to be given our love. And so we present to the Father his merits, what he has done for us. But we also have to remember that it's not just that he earned heaven for us. There's a negative thing that has to be taken away, which is the offense of our sins. And that Christ, by his obedience, has performed the great counterbalancing act. In other words, on the one side of the scale is all the disobedience of Adam until the last human being, all the disobedience of the universe over all the history of the world. And that's displeasing to the Father. But what outweighs all that disobedience is Christ's obedience. Christ's obedience is so beautiful to the Father that it's more pleasing to him than all the other disobedience is displeasing to him. And that Christ chose the glory of his Father over everything else. He primarily did what he did in his sufferings for the Father, in obedience to the Father. So when we meditate on the Passion, we have to remember the effects of his Passion, the merits, what he's won for us. He's won for us the possibility of going to heaven, of rising from our sins, of ascending to his divinity in our faith, of being with him in glory. And he's made satisfaction for all of our sins so that we can be forgiven. Come, Holy Spirit, on this Pentecost. Help us to adore all the little mysteries of Christ's life. Take what is Christ's, Holy Spirit, and declare it to us. Open to us the mysteries of Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.